USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We need to stay unified.
President Joe Biden addressing Democrats at the party's National Committee fall meeting on Saturday afternoon, highlighting the benefits of passing both the infrastructure package and the $3.5 trillion human infrastructure package at the same time.
The question American people are going to be asking is whether we're helping them and their families in a real way. Can we deliver for them? As Democrats, we have to show that we do understand, that we are delivering for them, and that we are keeping our promises.
Republic Airlines Flight 4817 makes an emergency landing at New York's LaGuardia earlier this evening due to a security incident. A law enforcement official says a passenger got unruly and suggested he had an explosive device. 80 passengers and crew making it off the plane safely when it landed. He got a ride in a police car. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
A big development in the story of the missing Texas toddler. A few days ago, his mother was pleading with people to help find him after he wandered away.
She had saw her son chasing their dog down the road, so when she got that information...
Now the sheriff of Grimes County has confirmed that Christopher Ramirez has been found alive. He was found shortly before noon Saturday, about 5 miles from his home. And while they took him to a hospital to be evaluated, the sheriff says he appears to be perfectly fine. The United States meeting with the Taliban this weekend. Multiple outlets are reporting the delegation from the United States has met face-to-face and will some more before the weekend ends with those Taliban representatives in Qatar. If accurate, this would mean the first face-to-face meetings between the two sides since American forces withdrew from Afghanistan in August. In our New England Bureau for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some concerns about President Biden's health after some Friday public appearances. More from USA Radio's Michael Fortier.
President Biden's speeches Friday marked by coughing and a case of sniffles.
600,000 jobs a month. The American Rescue Plan, which we passed shortly after I was elected, had taken our foot off the gas. And the world has taken notice.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki asked about it at the end of Friday's press briefing.
Is he all right?
He's doing great.
Thanks.
He's got some allergies.
This is not the first time Biden has faced questions about his health due to frequent coughing. The New York Post reporting these questions go back to 2019 before he was elected. At that time, his doctor blamed it on stomach acid reflux. In 2020, Biden blamed it on a cold. The Post points out that the 78-year-old has yet to release the results of his annual physical exam. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
Two U.S. cities are holding their marathons this weekend. It's a Sunday running of the 43rd annual Chicago Marathon, and it's going to be unseasonably warm this year with temperatures expected over 80 degrees. And, of course, a big draw every year is the Boston Marathon, although it hasn't been held in 2 years because of the pandemic, but it will be held on Monday. Normally held in the spring, but after not being held for so long, they decided to schedule it for fall this time around. And coming to you this evening from our New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.